Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Among those working to protect and enhance Hopi culture is Tribal Natural Resources Director Carrie Nuva Joseph. I got a chance to sit down with her in the studios of KUYI Hopi Radio to hear how a proposed $5.1 billion settlement being considered in Congress would help Hopis and other tribes in northern Arizona solve long-standing drinking water access and contamination issues.
I think one of the ones that many of our community members are very aware about is our arsenic contamination problem. Our challenge is there with higher than normal levels, up to 2 to 3 levels higher for arsenic in our drinking water resources. Thankfully, with the arsenic mitigation project, some of those things have been tackled, where drilling another well that is not contaminated is now providing water to those areas that were hit with arsenic, high levels of arsenic. But right now with that pipeline, which is the arsenic mitigation project, we're now facing some barriers with the finances that are required by our village members to pay for water. And I think that is still an ongoing conversation with our public utility and villages to ensure that those rates are within a means that our villages can pay, but also is able to sustain the operations of the utility to maintain.
The settlement, once approved by Congress, would include a cooperative agreement among the tribes, the states, and the federal government over use of both groundwater and the Colorado River. Another initiative aimed at strengthening Hopi community focuses on improving reading levels among Hopi children. Deborah Baker is a parent liaison for Hopi Day School. She is Hopi, and she's a passionate advocate for building a lifelong love of reading for people of all ages.
When you engage a child into reading, you can make it as lively as you want, or you can make it as boring as you want. Choose the lively, because what we want to do is we want to have children get excited about reading. We want them to have fun. We want them to go on adventure when they read, because it's not just hearing the words. It's hearing the story. It's looking at the illustrations. It's you as the adult who's with that child asking them questions, asking them to project. Oh, before we turn the next page, what do you think's going to happen? You know, and then reading the page and talking about whether, okay, were we on target or were we way off? Or if we could rewrite the ending, how would we rewrite it? So those kinds of open-ended questions will help children develop their creativity. It's also going to help them develop their verbal skills, because now they're telling you in words.
One of the ways Hopi citizens learn about the issues important to them is from the tribal radio station KUYI, that broadcasts from Second Mesa in the heart of the Hopi Nation. Darian Kutswatiwa is the station's operations coordinator. He says the radio station's success stems from its distinctive focus on culture and education.
It's just been community-driven of what the people wanted. They wanted some entertainment, something that connects them to culture. And hence, we play Hopi music, not only from here, but, you know, we have neighbors, in-laws from different pueblos, different types of tribes. So in a sense, we share that connection with everyone. And even with our people going off to school, going overseas, over around the world, we stream worldwide. So in a sense, it brings a little bit of home to them. And just overall, people that have never heard our kind of content before, it gives them a glimpse into our culture.
KUYI program coordinator Nikki Kumayintiwa agrees the focus on what Hopi people want is the key to making the connection with listeners.
It's a lifeline. That's what it means to me. It started when I was just a youngster in 2000. Since then, I always tell the story that when KUYI first went live on air, you know, I remember that moment. It was a sense of pride, you know, finally our KUYI, you know, we have a radio here for Hopi. And that's just what it meant. It's a lifeline, like I said. And, you know, it brings a lot of community events, community togetherness, and it started out as that vision of community-rooted radio.
Hopi Radio just marked its 25th anniversary. Its broadcast signal reaches all Hopi villages, and its online stream reaches audiences across the globe. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.